Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Do I mic on?
You don't know the words again?
This is not a word song.
Yeah, no. I don't even think this is a real song.
I'm sitting here trying to think of a cool, way to like rhyme Isaacson Solar with something. How could I rhyme Isaacson Solar with anything?
You are good.
But you like that, right? Yeah, I did that off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I did that off the top of my head.
That was excellent. I think we were all surprised.
I'm going to get a shirt that says I'm a solar guy and proud of it.
You should do that.
How about that?
You should do that. Why don't you get a
panel? I'm the smartest guy in the room.
I'm gonna put lights on your hair.
I'm going to get a solar panel hat.
Why not? Do it. So we're asking you the question, do you really care if they're cheating out there, Major League Baseball? Because apparently, according to this guy here, Ryan Spader, there's an awful lot of cheating going on in Major League Baseball. Does the fan base really care? Or is the fan base more interested in, can you make the game more entertaining? Can maybe you shorten the night for us at the ballpark and have a little bit more action during the course of the game, more content? Because I think that's what fans really care about. I don't think fans care that much about all this cheating stuff. And as Lou said, I don't think they have any understanding of it. Nobody has any understanding of spin rate.
You still want an even playing field. That's all. To me, it's like, again, guys went nuts. They're bringing the spider tack stuff is ridiculous. Like burning coke in pine tar. You should never involve a blowtorch.
Yeah.
And cooking things out of baseball. And then letting it cool and put it in containers and using it. You know what I mean? Like it's just you want like an even playing field. I agree. You know, even the kid last night, the pitcher they had, that lefty, I love when a minor league kid comes up, a rookie, whatever, after two starts, whatever, because he just grabs the ball and throws it. It's still about pace of play, okay? But you want an even playing field. You know, that cheating scandal in Houston, everything that went on, you know, what happened here in Boston, all that stuff, it's like you got to learn your lesson from it. You want the integrity of the game at least. Like, just slow the bleep down for Christ's sakes. You know what I mean? Just go back to sunscreen and rosin and get a grip and throw the baseball. But enough with this plus 400-500 RPM crap.
I agree with you, but baseball's not doing that. They're overreacting. They're shutting everything down. And we may see injuries to pitchers in the next few weeks. We may see a game that looks much different than what we've seen at this point. Alex said it. So we've developed a whole generation, Lou, of kids that come up and they throw the ball 95, 96, 98, 100 miles an hour. And if they throw that fast, and they can use this stuff, a little sticky stuff, and they can rise that ball and keep that ball high up in the strike zone, they're going to be even more successful. What Alex is saying is, we're going to go back to pitching again. So we're now, if you have an 89-mile-per-hour fastball, and you got a great change that can drop at 10 miles per hour, and you can move that ball around and you can hit the corners, maybe you can succeed in this new world of baseball that's about to hit us. But it's going to be different. And what happens to the guys that are throwing the ball that fast? And there's no movement, and that 96-mile-per-hour fastball is right in the gut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I think
you got a good offensive team.
Yeah, and if you're
they do.
Yes.
I don't think they do.
No, nobody likes cheaters. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care who you're with. Nobody likes cheaters. And especially once they realize exactly how you're doing it, and now you're taking advantage of the situation? Of course not.
Christian, I think they're more interested in making the game more entertaining, have more of the ball in play, as opposed to everybody strikes. You know, big deal. How many strikeouts did E-Rod have last night? Yet he gave up a 5-0 lead, you know? So that's the problem. The game is all strikeouts now, and it's the long ball, it's the home run. And there's not enough action when you're watching
the
game.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think you're being naive, though. I think, like, if you were a casual baseball fan, and you found out that your hated rival, the Yankees, were beating you because one of the pitchers was in plain sight with everyone to see using a banned substance to get an advantage. Well, you'd be like, what the heck?
That's a different story. You're talking about a Red Sox fan's reaction to a Yankees doing something.
How about this?
How about they're all doing it?
Giants and Dodgers. Padres and Dodgers.
They're all doing it. Let's say they're all doing it, and if they're all doing it, I don't think the fan base cares that much, and I think Lou hit on it. I don't think they have any knowledge of it. They don't understand what we're talking about when we're talking about spin rate. They don't know what it does.
You don't think the casual fan knows?
No.
Well, I tell you what. But they're also being told wrong. Because yesterday I spent a good chunk of my day listening to Lou explain spin rate. And then, like, okay.
Lost to gravity.
No. And, like, why it stays. No, because I think you're right. Because I don't think anyone actually knows what. Hi, Mason. Actually knows what's it doing. I don't think people know, like. Okay, so spin rate, big deal. The ball spins. Like, so what? Like, what does it do? Okay, the ball's staying here. So you're telling me, so the spider tack actually is just all about movement. Like, that's why they're using it. They're using it. Fine. It spins it, and it keeps the fastball.
Gravity. It keeps the ball up higher.
I know, but it doesn't affect a changeup.
No.
A changeup is a changeup.
It's not.
So really, how many pitches are you actually using it for?
It's all about the fastball. It's all about guys that can. Yeah, it's all about guys.
So three pitches.
But, Christian, it's all about guys that control the ball 96, 98 miles per hour, and now suddenly they're able to put the sticky stuff and give it lift, and so the hitter is expecting it to come at a certain spot. That's where he's swinging, except the ball is higher than that.
I think he's missing. I think once people realize, but there is some homework that is involved in this, and I know you want to get the calls there, so you got to figure it out. Like, the difference between, like, so, and Major League Baseball is telling you everything is bad. Sunscreen, and everything is bad. And that to me is the wrong message.
It's a PR nightmare. What are they thinking? Who is in that office that's sitting there going, we got to reveal to the world that we're all cheaters and this is a real major problem? Lou's right. What they should have done, it's very simple. There's one substance that they know of right now that certainly does this. It increases the spin rate. You ban it. You ban it.
You don't ban everything.
You don't sit there and say, you have to go out there naked now, and you can't have any use of anything that's going to give you a better grip. We're talking about different humidity and different heat from different ballparks, different cities. What are we talking about
here?
Yeah,
that's what drives me crazy, because why does that have to be lumped in with spider tech, which is like some militant, like high level, like, you know, crazy, you know, material that they're using?
Because this is Major League Baseball freaking out because, oh my God, they think we're cheating.
So spider tech, if you look at spider tech, you look up images, you'll see a bunch of like, you know, world class heavy lifters, right? Yeah. Those guys.
Yes.
And they keep showing the pictures of those guys when they lift those big round boulders. Right. They're like 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Spider tack all over their hands.
I lift things up and put them
down.
Yes,
they pick them up and they put them down. That's what it's used for. You know, Olympic lifters, the bar.
Yes.
You know what? They'll do the little chalk and they'll put so they don't let go of it.
Yeah. No, and you read stories about guys on the bench actually hearing the ball come out of a pitcher's hand.
Yeah.
Like hearing it. Like hearing a snap. You know what I mean? Because it's like that, just, it's that tacky. It's out of control.
I like this research that you're doing. So the spider tack, it comes from spiders, right?
They squeeze real them, spiders.
They squeeze
real
them, right?
In a lab.
Comes out of it?
Spider
I thought
juices.
So. I thought so. Andy is up next right here on OMF. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, Andy.
Well, I'm going to talk about the master of Dr. DeBall, Gabe Perry. He's a good friend of mine. And he did all sorts of things.
He's good at it.
He scuffed it up, cut it up, everything. And he also put powder in the rosin bag, so he had his puff ball. He would tell me stories that he didn't even hide it on him half the time. He had it on the catcher. When the catcher came out and talked to him, he grabbed his substance, the Vaseline, from the catcher. It was great. So you guys should have him on the show sometime.
Okay. All right, that's it. Thank you. Dennis is up in New Hampshire. What do you got, Dennis?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? Hey, first of all, I'm enjoying the discussion. And as to the specifics of the rosin and sunscreen versus the spider tech stuff, I'm not well versed enough to get into that. But I would take issue with you, Glenn, on one thing. I'm 69. I'm kind of old school, and to me, cheating is cheating. But I want to flavor my opinion by the fact that I'm the father to two sons, one who's 34 and the other is 30, and they're both disgusted with this cheating. I mean, it's, you know, I taught them play by the rules, do the best that you can within the framework of what's right. And honestly, Glenn, I think you might be off on this one. I think you'd be surprised that there are fans who are really disheartened by all of this.
You know, well, I disagree with you. We agree to disagree. Yeah. I think that fans are more upset at the fact that the games are too long and there's too much downtime and there's not enough balls in play.
No,
I think that's a bigger issue.
I agree with you there. I mean, it's ridiculous to spend 4 hours watching a baseball game.
All right, so the one way we could do something about it is we could eliminate spider tech, but there's no reason to eliminate
stuff. Here's what you're missing. Put it together, right? So you're right. Like, fans are sitting there saying the game is boring. It's either a strikeout, a walk, or a home run. You know, pitchers are dominating. You got six no-hitters, six and a half no-hitters, whatever you want to call it. Strikeout rates are through the roof. But now, those people that are disappointed in what the product that they're watching are getting a little glimpse as to why the game that they don't like is happening right in front of them. And a lot of it has to do with these illegal substances. You know what I mean? So I think that is upsetting them because they don't like the product. They see the pitchers out there swinging, striking out. Everybody's striking out, this new age game. And now they're starting to find out maybe why that is.
Yeah, but this is Major League Baseball's fault, Lou.
Because
if the spider tech is the problem, that we're not getting as many balls in play right now, you simply isolate that. You already brought up evidence earlier of Rosenthal and others who have done this, who have looked at the science. I thought we were all into science these days.
Science!
The
data.
They looked into science and looked at the data, and they said this is the problem, that if you're Major League Baseball, you eliminate that, and that puts the ball back into play. Then you don't have guys throwing the ball 98 miles an hour and a ball rising up or staying up. It's simple.
Science.
But what you're doing now is you're taking away all of the other tools that a pitcher needs. The batters aren't bitching about it because they want the pitcher to have a grip on the ball. It makes no sense. So, yes, you're probably hearing the word cheater because Major League Baseball is sitting there going, hey, public, we're cheating. They're doing it. They're making the huge mistake of calling themselves out. So this guy, Ryan Spader, MLB author, you familiar with him? Contributed to MLB Network? Okay. So he tweets this last night. I've had enough. Sounds like Christian last week.
What's that?
I think I'm coming.
That's me on Friday.
I think I'm coming out with everything tomorrow.
Ooh.
Going to sleep on it.
Okay.
So today he said, everything that I am about to say was verified by more than one player. I do not mean to burn anyone, and I love baseball.
But I'm going to burn them.
I'm going to burn them. I've just had enough of this bull bleep. The Royals were the first team with a full analytics and video department close by their dugout. Doing so in what year? 2015.
What'd they do?
Their World Series championship year. How they used it, I do not know. The Yankees. Oh, close your ears. The Yankees had cameras in left, center, and right, all pointing at the pitcher's glove, rather than the catcher, to pick up his grip. Aaron Judge, 2017-18, home mark, 312, 440, 725. How about him on the road? Only 256, 404, and 531.
I'll say this. So Ryan said one in left, center, and right. Ryan needs to go back to his sources because he's missing two more. That's all I'll say about that. Five cameras.
Wow. Ooh, adding to Ryan Spader. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
The Dodgers had an employee who was caught setting up cameras at Minute Maid Park wearing an MLB polo shirt when he should have been wearing Dodgers polo.
Oh, scandalous.
This is a Patriots
that
trick.
That is scandalous.
During the
that is so bad.
17 World Series. As insane as it sounds, I've heard this from multiple players. Adrian Beltre had a buddy with binoculars in dead center who would wave a beater, an undershirt, if he was getting something off speed.
A white tank top?
Yeah, a white beater.
Previously known as?
As what?
As a wife beater?
Wife beater?
Yes, yeah. You can say it.
You can say it. I'm not going to get fired for saying wife beater.
You never know these days, Luz. There's a cancer culture out there.
Not appropriate.
No, it isn't. Man. Thank you, Trenny. Trenny's checking in. And then he breaks down Beltre's home numbers. 362, 440, 586, 271 batting average, 333, 489 on the road.
What about this one? This one hurts to say. My favorite player ever, Chase Utley, was, quote, Chase Utley was the biggest cheater of all time, unquote. Now, I'll say this about Chase Utley.
Okay.
First off, he was on the 17 Dodgers and the 18 Dodgers, you know, that team that's screaming from the rooftops about what they did. They should probably look in the mirror and slow down.
Uh-oh. Chase Utley was a thief.
So, there you go. I mean, the cheater, thief, I don't know the extent he took it. You know, like he was very good at reading pitchers. Like he was. And it's like Robbie Alomar was another one. So cheater, it depends on how far he went with it. But when you had a guy like Utley on 17 and 18, the veteran, last 2 years of his career, he had seen a lot. He knows a lot. He was on those Dodgers teams that are just crying wolf.
So this is what happens when Major League Baseball sits there and say, we're going to turn ourselves in. We have cheating going on as opposed to fixing the game. Fixing the game, taking the stuff, the substance out that increases the spin rate. They could have easily done that, banned that throughout the entire league, and let the pitchers have the other stuff. Instead, what they're doing is they're pissing off everybody. And so now everybody's going to expose all of the cheating that's going on with every individual person and every team. And how has Major League Baseball helped their product here today? They haven't.
Then he's got everything Kratzy has already said about the Rockies. That's pure eerie. That's all he left. Eric Kratz is a former catcher. He came out and said the Colorado Rockies were doing the exact same thing as the Houston Astros, but they were using one of those massage kind of electric sticks on the bench. They'd spin it. You hear like a...
What do they call that thing?
You know what I mean? The thing you turn it on, it's like it's a shoulder, but it would be on the the metal bench and shoulder. You would hear it. Yeah, it was just so... He came out and said it. He's kind of confirming that. He says the Diamondbacks used humidor balls when pitching and non-humidor balls when they're batting at home.
Do you understand my point that Major League Baseball opened up the floodgates right now? They opened up the floodgates to basically say, don't just tell me about this thing. You're cheating here, there, and everywhere. I don't know how this helps.
Computer, enough for baseball.
There you go. Tell him, Louie.
Got it, Louie. You ready for this? We have been discussing this for the last few weeks. Would Jason Tatum make the All-NBA team, one of the three teams? If he did, he gets an extra $32 million. If he doesn't, he doesn't get the $32 million. Guess what? He got screwed. He did not get the $32 million. We discussed it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
There's not a stupid question. There's not a bad idea. And go.
Now back to OMF.
We'll be right back. right, back here on OMF. Before we get to Jason Tatum, I just saw that Scott Boras has just released this. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Scott Boras, the agent, has just released this statement.
He really runs baseball.
Yep. As former Major League pitcher Brandon McCarthy suggested, MLB knew, as did all GMs, including Michael Hill, that clubs for years have taught pitchers to use a variety of gripping agents. This was the, quote, custom and practice of all MLB teams, and the commissioner's office was fully aware their technical rule was ignored by them and all MLB teams. And then he goes on to bash them even more.
Mm.
Wow. I think Major League Baseball, the way that they dealt with this, because instead of sitting there and talking behind closed doors and saying, we've got a problem, let's do this, we got to take this out, let's do this. And what they did is they exploded, opened up the room, opened up the curtains and said, we're cheating. And so they made it worse for themselves. By the way, Michael Hill is a senior vice president of on-field operations from MLB.
I'm telling you,
he is calling out the individuals now.
The problem is the guys that specifically went all in. They went nuclear. They went, I want the sticky stuff. Not the stuff that's been used forever. But to me, the spider tech is something that you need to do something about.
Yes. Yes, but they didn't do that.
They lumped everything in together.
They overreacted, put everything in, and said, we're going to cut everything out. They misread the climate out there. They misread the room. And so did they fear the public? Because I don't hear the public reaction that they apparently are hearing. Did they hear the reaction of pitchers, of Major League Baseball managers, of agents? Like this guy who's sitting there basically saying to Major League Baseball, screw you. You're not going to call out my clients. It's you guys, MLB.
Yeah.
You wanted it. You allowed it. Man, and now suddenly you're pulling the rug from underneath them and saying you can't do it anymore?
Well, you can't do anything. Yeah. You can't do anything. Rather than grabbing the spider tack and grabbing the Angels Bubba Harkins kind of mixture of Coke and pine tar and these sort of things, like what you're creating, it's just sunscreen and rosin. Let's go. Come on. Stay with it.
That's it.
That's it. Let's just do that. Let's just keep it going. We'll look for that. We know what sunscreen and rosin is. Hell, we'll test the baseball. And if sunscreen and rosin's on the baseball, you're good. If there's another substance on the baseball, you're done. You're suspended. It's not that hard, but you're right. MLB came out and said, we promised the public that we were going to take cheating seriously with the biggest scandal in baseball, and that's what we're doing. We're taking it all out. And it's like, oh, my God. Okay. All right. Hope you're proud of yourselves because you're going to have to adjust, here in another couple of months or in the offseason.
Exactly. And everybody's turning on. Talking about adjusting, how do you think life was in the Tatum household at 8 o'clock last night when he found out that he did not make the All-NBA team? There are three different teams. By the way, he's down as both a guard and a forward. Mm. That certainly doesn't help him.
Yeah.
And he would have gotten a supermax deal. He would have gotten the $32 million raise on the contract that he just signed that starts effectively in this upcoming season. So he's going to lose $32 million.
I got a problem with all of this. So Adam Himmelsbach, he tweets out because so Jason Tatum received 69 total points. Okay, he got 2 first team votes, 9 second team votes, and 32 third team votes for a total of 69 points. Kyrie Irving was the 15th player in this league, and he got 61 points. So you say, well then, because, and this is where Himmelsbach tweets out, interesting twist in the All-NBA voting, Tatum was eligible as a guard and a forward.
Correct.
And actually had more votes than Kyrie, who made the third team as a guard. But Tatum was slotted as a forward because that was the position where he received most votes. If you're positioned as a guard and a forward, well, how many points did he get as a guard? Like, I don't understand this. If you're forward, guard, you get more votes, you should be on the team, correct?
Yes.
Take Kyrie off because he can still be a guard. He got more votes than him.
He got penalized for 2 things. One, that he could float as a guard and a forward. I look at him as a small forward.
How does that, I don't understand how that like penalizes you. Makes you more eligible for 2. You split votes?
Yeah, you end up.
Exactly, it does.
That's what happens. You split votes.
Well, remember when this all came out, I think Joel Embiid, who else was it, was also listed as a forward.
Right.
It was something weird.
It was Embiid.
It was Embiid, right?
Who
never played forward ever, yet he was listed as a center. And that's a way to get, say if you got a lot of centers, well, you get more centers in. So you can, they were manipulating the way the vote was going to go. They have only themselves to blame.
Let me ask you, like, what is, in your minds, on like top, like all NBA team, is the all NBA team the five best players that year?
Yeah.
First team?
Well,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so okay,
the top, and I think they did a good job.
Positionless all NBA teams.
Well, that's what I'm getting at is you have a vote for all NBA team, all the players, and you vote. You're not playing a game. You know what I mean? So to me, it's like the all NBA first all NBA team should be the hot five highest vote getters. Hell, if it's four centers, it's four centers. Like, I don't know what to tell you. If it's no centers, it's no centers. The five best players, all NBA.
So
to
positionless.
Me,
that's
it is.
Saying.
It's kind of like a positionless game, anyways. And I get it, but. Just that should be it. The third, second team should be the 6 through 10 best players this year.
Well, let me give you an example of it. So Kawhi Leonard makes it on the first team. He had 323 total votes. Lillard had 372. He made the second team. Joel Embiid, 352. Again, more than Kawhi Leonard. He made the second team. So they occupy and go position by position. So you're right. They probably should leave it open and say positionless. And we'll go with it. I think, unfortunately, the five they got are right on the top five. And then by the time you get to the third team, and this is the problem I think that Tatum has, there are a bunch of guys that are all grouped up, that are all a flip of a coin, including guys like Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell, who didn't even make the team. Or you can look at Zion Williamson as well.
But you look at that first team, and you sit there and say, okay, Giannis, Jokic, Curry, Doncic. Like, if Damian Lillard, who got more votes than Leonard, was on that first team, would you sit there and say, well, that's not a balanced team because you have 2 point guards. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the five best players. Like, Damian Lillard should have been first team all NBA. He got more votes than Kawhi Leonard. Like, he should have been on the first team.
Well, yeah, see, to me, listen, there's so many problems, and I don't know if you want me to get into this now because, like, this just drives me crazy. Like, I don't like the way they even vote for this. Like, if I'm Jason Tatum, I'm so angry. One, because I'm not able to max out financially. But the other way is like the people who are responsible for my ability to max out.
I'm going
to
hold it. You're right there. Because once again, you're going to attack the media. It's the second time in today's show.
What did
you
I do earlier?
Early? You what were sitting there going, what are those guys watching?
Christian.
Yeah.
When they're
laying in
the corner. Media on media crime is what it is. Because it's not just you, Christian. Jeff Goodman. The fact that Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum missed out on $33 million tonight. Because of media, voting seems utterly ridiculous.
It is.
33 million because the media didn't vote for them. And the order in which they do it, again, he got more votes than Kyrie. Like, and these guys aren't going to make $33 million over the course of their career because of that. It's ridiculous that so much is tied up into the media voting.
We have to get to it. There's another issue, I think, that Jason Tatum had in the perception out there, again, by the media voting, and the reason he didn't get his $32 million. We'll get to all of that. And your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I love him.
Oh, my
I love
God.
Him. He's right, though, about a man's balls. He's right. He is absolutely 100% correct.
Why did we do away with out-of-context clips?
I love him.
Talking
talking about Pedro Martinez.
One of my favorite little mini segments.
Love him.
Apology of the day, which we don't have nearly enough of those. Out of context, Glenn. I think we actually named it Out of Context, Glenn.
Yes.
Because you had so many random weird things that you would say out of context.
And then we tried
hilarious.
To figure out when it was said and what context. I like that game.
Yeah. And the Pedro one is great. Out of Pedro context, if you just say, hey, play that clip of Pedro without referencing that he's talking about baseballs and doctoring baseballs and what he does to his balls.
Did you isolate that yet, Ryan? Give it me again real quick. I don't know if you got enough, but, you know, it's just... Sorry,
I love him. Oh, I love him. He's right, though, about a man's balls. He's right. He is absolutely 100%
correct.
Why did
we do away with out-of-context clips?
I love him.
When the lights get bright, the booty hole gets tight.
Well, the context of that is I was reading somebody else's.
I don't know that. I don't think anyone knows that.
That's what I'm telling
you. I think you're making that up.
Yeah. So out-of-context is kind of like when you're a guard or a forward and you get lots of votes. And you
so
still
terrible.
Don't make the team.
So terrible.
So we're talking about Jason Tatum. So Jason Tatum did not make the All-NBA team, 1-2, or the third team.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he had more overall votes than Kyrie. But the way it works is that all of Kyrie's votes went as a guard. Tatum was slotted as a forward, so he had to take the position where he received the most votes, even though he received them as a forward and a guard. He was slotted as a forward because he got more votes as a forward. So there's one of two ways of doing it. You can make it positionless. Those centers, I think, would be pissed off because they're the ones that probably
would. How about
one
center and four players?
Okay. Well, we could do that, or maybe a team at the beginning of the season and individual players have to decide how they want themselves slotted. Do you want to be a forward or a guard slotted?
Well, then you look at the players. You get to decide. I'm just saying, like,
got a better shot as a guard here.
Well, I mean, that's
pick
what you
one
got. One center
other.
And four players.
There's so many issues with this, and I mentioned this earlier. So the All-NBA team, this is how it's selected, okay? It's selected by a global panel, really. I trust that, of 100 sports writers and broadcasters. So players were awarded 5 points for each vote to the All-NBA first team, 3 points for each vote to the second team, and 1 point for each vote to the third team. My issue with this is that the NBA is going to create some sort of financial, like, you know, clause that says if you're voted an All-NBA player, blah, 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 you have the ability to make more money. Okay, so the people I have to rely on to give me that opportunity are 100 global writers and broadcasters, guys who may be affected one way or the other by whatever. Who knows if they're even really paying attention? Maybe it turns into a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not really even voting on merit. Maybe they're voting on past history, legacy of the game, guys that are just foundational players and will be Hall of Famers at some point in time. Well, maybe these guys were hurt, but they don't care because they have a big name. This is ridiculous that they're doing this. The only people who should be voting for this are coaches and GMs. That's it. I would even say some scouts, because they're the ones that really know who is doing the best, who is dealing with the toughest atmosphere, the toughest circumstances, and who is, you know, rising to the challenge. Not a bunch of, like, writers who may have an axe to grind. Or maybe they just don't feel like, personally, you don't deserve it. But you know what? You haven't paid your dues yet.
Well, maybe
Jason
they feel,
Tatum.
And we said this before, they feel pressured to vote for LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't want to get shut off by him.
Exactly. You can't have this. They should be ringing the shame bell. Like, Jason Tatum, he should be angry about this.
Why do you think that the GMs and the coaches aren't going to have biases as well? They don't like a certain player.
I would like
we play them on a regular basis. I hate that guy.
No, that's
and Joel Embiid is a pain in the ass. I don't like him. He beats our team all the time.
And if you're a rival GM, why would you not vote for another team to get that escalator? A lot of these players have escalators. They make
these
teams,
maybe
it's
not
it's
the
five
GM.
More million.
That's a good point. Maybe it's not the GM.
Can't do that.
But it can't be the writers.
You manipulate the cap.
And I would say it can't be, and it can't be, and it can't be the players.
How about this one?
Because I've been in these all-pro, like, meetings where everybody just votes for their friends.
See, usually you have a very interesting strategy on how to solve a problem like this. So, and I'm surprised you didn't come up with this one.
Right.
So Jason Tatum's going to make $32 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy. He could take $10 million, still makes $22 million, $10 million, and call up the 100 media people and distribute it among those media people.
And give it to them.
And give it to them. Very simple.
I don't think the media people would need $10 million. No, $10 million. I'll give you like $5,000 each.
Yeah, but even that, so maybe it's
but
not
it,
the
it does open up the doors but for all sorts of stuff, guys.
If there's going to be a bias, right, because I guess you could find a bias in any in coaches, yeah. you know, scouts, and even GMs, right, because they would have, hey, listen, I don't want them to do it. So it would have to be somehow player incentive. It would have to be points per game, rebounds, whatever. Okay, take the last 10 years average of the top five players, and if you can somehow get yourself into that category, you win. So nobody is – you're not relying on anyone but yourself to reach those accelerators.
But here's the reality of it, because you could argue Kyrie Irving had a tremendous season, even though he did miss a lot of times. Had to go for his father's birthday party and then his sister's birthday party.
And
he needed a day off. And so he had all sorts of excuses. But let's face it. The Brooklyn Nets had a far more successful season than the Celtics, and that's why Kyrie Irving is on it. So Kyrie is still there. I think the problem going forward – for Jason Tatum is if he doesn't improve dramatically, and he made a big improvement from last year to this year, if he doesn't, next year, Kevin Durant is not on this list, guys. He missed too many games. We're watching Kevin Durant last night. That might have been one of the all-time greatest performances in a playoff game when his team was playing with one arm behind their back. James Harden was useless out there, and he had that type of game. He's back in the running next year. James Harden. Is he on the list? Nope.
No.
He's in the list next year. How about Devin Booker after these playoffs? You don't think Booker's perception of Booker is going to be a lot different than it has been?
And his others. Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell, another one deep into the playoffs.
This is why we talk about Jason Tatum being like top 10. To me, there's a big difference between top 5 guys and, you know, like 6 through 20. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I don't know if there's that big of a difference between 10 through 18. So you almost got to change your concept. Like, is he a top 10 guy? Listen, if he's not a top 5 guy, if he's not an MVP candidate, if he's not a guy that can just be thrown on a team and try to win a championship on a team that isn't that good or whatever, and if he's 18, that's fine. So be it. Like, to me, the top 20 guys in this league are fantastic. Look at these 15 players on this list, and you mentioned it. Kevin Durant's not on it. Zion Williamson's not on it. Donovan Mitchell's not on it. James Harden is not on it. So, I mean, you talk about what is Jason Tatum? He's a top 20 player. You know, I don't know where you want to rank him. This year, I guess you rank him 16, but would you really put him ahead of Durant and Harden?
No.
So, okay.
No.
So,
and Devin Booker, I think there's a case based on where he's taking his
game. So where is
he,
19? Should he be on this list? 19?
I would put him ahead of Paul George. Paul George, his numbers were not great this year. He missed some games. Tatum had COVID, came back, played admirably. I don't think that you can make a case for Paul George.
He even says, was that Drew Hanlon? Who's Drew Hanlon?
That is Tatum's trainer, so he's a little bit biased here.
A little bit biased. However, there are some facts, right? More points, more rebounds, more steals, more blocks, less turnovers than Paul George. Averaged more points, more rebounds, more blocks, and a higher three-point and free throw percentage than Jimmy Butler.
And not as many wins as either one of them.
Again, this is my point. So just it
Miami
should
wasn't
not
that good, though.
My bonus should not be tied to the feelings of a writer.
Right.
My ability to make more money is all dictated by some dude writing, you know, notes in a column down in his basement.
Think about how insane that is.
Are you kidding me?
That's right.
This is insane.
Christian, you're absolutely right. Think about passing like a CBA where it's like baseball, right? Like you're this, you're that, and you're this. However, if you make the All-Star team, you know what I mean? 2 out of 3 years. And then, you know, realizing that it's a fan's vote and a combination of this company. You're like, what? Why is my contract dependent on a media vote or a fan vote?
And
like,
NBA,
what are we doing?
And here's the worst thing.
How do we okay that?
The NBA says, yes, hey, I run the NBA. Let's make sure players are paid based on how somebody grades them,
how they feel.
So they will remove the fact that somebody got hurt. They will remove the fact that they will add the fact that they feel like Tatum hasn't earned it yet or he hasn't done enough. Well, in the reality, it should all come down to points. Usually, the MVP of the NBA is usually the scoring leader, assist leader, something like that. Like, these always, like, points per game, they're number one. Like, go through history, and that guy, one of the top three scorers in the NBA will probably be, or LeBron James. Like, that's what it's going to be.
No, I think it's stupid. I agree with your point. I think it's funny because you hate the media, and it's okay.
I don't like the media, like, having a stake in my livelihood.
And I think you're right.
That's the reason.
And I don't think they should. And I'll give you the other one, and I don't know who the 100 are. We could probably find out. But I could go through that list and probably find a lot of them who just don't
see. They don't even know it.
They don't see every player play. They don't see every team. They're probably covering one team. They're not covering a lot of other teams. And you don't really get a good
idea. Why are they included?
Other guys.
Why are we including them?
But the getting back to Lou's point, there are five, maybe seven or eight players who are the premier players in the league. Jason Tatum is not one of them. Those are the players that take over games in the postseason and win for their team, even though they may be really shorthanded. Kevin Durant did it last night. This is a guy that's coming back from Achilles tendon injury that people were telling us a year ago he will never be the same. Never the same? He's better.
See, but this is even that stupid. So you shouldn't tell Team X what they should value as important. I think that our guy is a top five guy to us. So I'm willing to pay him more. So listen, if I want to do that, it's up to me. Maybe I do it once every 3 years, every 4 years.
That's
I'm allowed to
good
do
point
this.
You're making
something
today.
Like that.
Wow.
The reality, it just drives me nuts. Drives me crazy.
It's amazing. He puts solar energy in his house and he's making good points. Maybe the beams are coming through the roof.
It's making me
maybe
smarter.
I get solar.
It's unbelievable.
He should get solar.
That is an excellent point. The team should be the one to determine the worth of that player.
So
what the league is doing, they're setting up standards.
That's what contracts
are
for.
Right, and they're giving it to the writers, to
imagine
the media people.
$33 million because you fell. You were the 16th player in voting.
It's ridiculous. So
you really got more votes than Kyrie, but the way they put a team together,
it's so unfair.
I would be losing my mind. Great that he's making a lot of money, but I'd still be losing my mind.
So you're talking about there's five great players. So yesterday's game, I was listening to Eck a little bit. And he was talking about E-Rod, he's not an ace.
Right.
There's only a couple aces, true aces. Like you can have an ace on your team, or you can just have a number one. There's not a ton of aces. Aces are the Kevin Durants of the world, the Tom Brady's. Those guys should be treated differently. But who determines what their worth is? The
just
team that needs
that.
Them.
Yeah, so
that's
I almost
who determines
based
it.
On how deep the league is with stars in that league, and they do have a lot of stars, and it's a unique game, and there are fewer players on the floor. We get all of that. Maybe you limit it to the first five players or the first eight players or something like that. Go ahead, Tyler. You wanted to say something.
Yeah, I think you guys are all kind of forgetting about the importance of positions in sports. We can't just say, hey, in the MLB All-Star game, let's put nine right fielders who are sluggers. And
different. You're playing a game.
Same with basketball.
No, not an all-NBA
team. Don't tell me that the MLB
game.
All-Star game actually means something. That's a little
bit
crap.
No, but your example isn't right,
No, my
Tyler.
Example is that there's positional importance in all throughout sports, and that's how the all-NBA teams are voted on, and we can't throw that out the window.
All right, so what is Kyrie?
He's a guard, which he's voted as a guard, and Jason Tatum's not.
So Kawhi is a forward, and Lillard's a guard, and he get more votes, but he can't be on a team.
He's on a team. He's on the All-NBA team. He's not
the first
an All-NBA first-team guard because he's not a guard.
You would have a problem if they said, okay, we're going to have a center and four players. Does it really matter? Do you think that, like, you know, that these three, if they were going to play a game and Damian Lillard was on there, like he and Steph Curry would actually be able to coexist and play a game?
Well, they're not playing a game, so that's kind of a bad question, right? I don't understand the question. If there's no game being played and these contracts all rely on this, so if we throw four guards and one center in there, then you're removing all these power forwards and small forwards who could be contractually, you know, ruined by this.
I hate to say it, but Christian made the best point, and that is there's nothing wrong with having these all NBA teams. Whatever. Media can vote, I got screwed or I got lucky. But it should never be tied in to what a guy's getting paid.
Same thing with, you know, they do with, like, Pro Bowls and All Pros.
Yeah.
But sure enough, I get in the NFL, and I realize that certain guys have like a whole like a little, you know, brotherhood of, hey, you take care of me. When we have my meeting, I'll take care of you.
Yep.
Hey, you're the left guard for the Seattle Seahawks. I'm the defensive tackle for the Raiders. I'll make sure our guys vote for you. You do the same down in San Diego. You do the same down in Denver, and we'll all hang out in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happens.
Yeah. No, I've heard that has happened an awful lot over the years when it comes to football. It is stupid to have the media When you're talking about a substantial difference, if we're talking a couple million dollar bonus, that's one thing. This is a difference of $33 million. And by the way, it changes what his starting point is when this contract expires 4 years down the road.
Yeah, and when you look at just how it works as far as the difference between, you know, who got it, who didn't get it, you look at the numbers. You look at Russell Westbrook, Donovan Mitchell, Williams, Jason Tatum. You look at just how close they are. So some writer from Albuquerque comes up to you and says, hey, you know, sorry, I didn't think you earned it. What? Dude, you've never laced up tennis shoes in your life.
Go back to Albuquerque.
What the hell? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
It's dumb.
Why are we doing this?
Thank you for bringing it to light, because it is dumb. I agree. Here's David.
All because of solar energy.
Let's see what David thinks. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
So, ultimately, sports is about entertainment and appeals to the fans. And I know that they're having the writers vote on it, not the fans. But if you're really that worried about, you know, likability affecting your bottom line, go get a real job where you don't have to worry about playing a sport to make $10 million. That's the first thing.
Oh, geez,
second thing so is the reason oh, yeah, that whatever. This is done. Oh, I get it, but I work for a living. So the
so
other
thing, those guys, wait, hold on. Those guys, yo, you're so jealous.
I know.
I work for a living.
No,
listen
I'm
to this
guy. I'm complaining, guys.
What a chump ass comment. I work for a living. What makes you think what you do is any more different than what they do? It's a job. They clock in the morning. They stay late up. They stay up late at night. They wake up early. They go to work. They don't sit behind a keyboard punching numbers. I know, right?
Yeah, but maybe to make the point a different way, I'm not going to sit here and have the ability to bellyache because someone maybe did or didn't vote for me.
You never complain about your job?
David, what do you do for a living?
I work in healthcare.
Okay, you work in healthcare. What if all the writers who cover healthcare determined whether you got a raise or not? What if some random writer in like El Camino decided whether or not you got a raise or not based on what? And then your livelihood was dictated by some dude that you've never met.
Okay, so if your livelihood drops from $35 million a year to 32,
don't worry. But see,
problem.
No, you're see. Listen, no. You cannot give me the numbers. You cannot sit there and use the numbers because this guy makes more money. They shouldn't be bitching and complaining. So, I'm sorry, they're talented. They deserve the money, and they're lucky for them, they grew up tall and athletic. But you want to bitch and complain, and you want to say that their numbers shouldn't be. They shouldn't bitch because 35 to 32 is no big deal. Call tomorrow at 4:30.
I didn't say that. What I said was
you're a hater, David. That's who you are. You're a hater. You are
a hater.
Yes,
David,
you are.
David, why don't you look at it percentage-wise? You know, the healthcare magazine determines whether you get a 20% raise or not. Would you be happy with that, even though you think you deserve it, and they voted that you don't?
So,
20%.
So at that point, hold on, let me finish. I can give you some info.
Okay, answer.
So I don't fall in this category. But U.S. News has a very arbitrary rating for top-rated hospitals and it's based on their placement. So if you're at Mass General and you drop from 2 to 9, it's quite possible that your executives are going to take a haircut on their paycheck.
All right, so let me ask you a question, because those guys work for a living, right? Those qualify as hard workers, those executives at the hospitals. Do you think the guys at the hospitals are happy that they went from 2 to 9? You think they're bitching, even though they're working, making a lot of money?
Oh, they can bitch all they want. I'm just not going to feel bad for them because it's not like they're going to
But you're sort of missing the point. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter what your job is. If someone's deciding how much money you make and it's just an arbitrary vote.
He's just a hater. That guy is such a hater.
No,
sure, thanks for listening.
So obvious. Thank you, don't bitch. Oh, what do you complain? So what, you make 25 million, so 32?
It is jealousy because he's looking at somebody who's making more money than him. And
you didn't realize these people just sort of woke up in the womb and just decided to be playing the NBA and make 35 million? Like, there was no talent involved, no work involved, nothing involved.
Because they're jealous of us.
Exactly. Thank you, Wiggy. Say Wiggy once
again.
He's
more talented than you. What can you do?
Nails it. I just think it's a dumb idea to have the media vote on these guys getting it. And I will say this, I really don't have a problem with Tatum not making it because I look at this list and I think that there are some other guys that got screwed as well out of this. So shame on him. He didn't have a good enough season, or his team didn't win enough games with his play to put him in a position where he didn't have to worry about battling it out with eight guys at the bottom of the barrel.
And GM Brad Stevens might sit there now and say, good, because that's $6 million. I can get a bench player.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, for the next 5 years.
I think the team's probably happy with it, but it also puts you in a position where you might have a disgruntled guy who wants to get out.
But it's not your fault.
Tyler? Nope.
Do you guys know who does not think this is a dumb idea?
Who?
The players. They agreed to this in the collective bargaining agreement.
They did.
Yeah, but players agree to everything that they hate. They just don't even realize it's in there.
Stupid. Yeah. So dumb. Player,
I agree. Players are dumb.
But here's the thing, Tyler. Back to your argument.
Got
okay?
a couple right here.
No, back to your argument. What does a forward do differently than a guard in an NBA game? Other than, what, maybe dribble up the court? Because we saw Al Horford do that.
Well, I would argue that the way the NBA, the current NBA is trending.
But
there
those are the little things, Lou.
The way the current NBA is trending, more 6'8", 6'6", guys forwards are dominating the game than guards are. So because this trend's going
within a game.
I'm answering your question. I'm saying you're going to have more forwards make the All-NBA NBA team going forward if you have your way with this voting.
But I'm just saying,
you're
like,
leaving the guards out who are
the NBA game is just, like you said, it's like 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". You know, they're dribbling, they're coming off screens, they're hitting shots, they're taking it to the basket. Like, you were talking about other sports, like in football, sure, you need corners, you need linemen, they do different things. You need a shortstop, an outfielder, a pitcher, a catcher, they all do different things. But within an NBA game, like, basically you've got your center and the other four guys are playing the same basketball game.
They are. He's right.
They're all playing the same game.
Tyler, we're dealing with old school mentality. When you had a point guard, you had an off guard who was just a shooter. You had a small forward. He was a wing player. You had a power forward. He bangs down underneath and scores with his back to the basket. And then obviously the center. The game has changed. It's totally different right now. Those positions are interchangeable.
I just think if Jason Tatum was good enough as a damn forward, he'd be on the top 15.
What is Tatum?
He's not.
Durant.
You just said he should have been with George.
Durant right now is 7 feet tall. What is he? He can be a point guard.
He
could be a shooting guard.
What I'm saying is if Jason Tatum was good enough as a forward, he'd get all the votes as a forward. Some people did not think he was good enough, and he got voted in as a guard. And it screwed him.
No, I think that you can look at Tatum and say, he didn't do enough to be on that team. I think that's legit.
Enough.
But the argument that Christian's making is, why is the media determining it, is foolish.
What's the better option?
The players went for it.
They're the least biased option who watches the most games. Fans are dumb.
The team
callers are dumb.
Least the team biased.
Should. You shouldn't get rewarded because the media likes you. Okay, or if you're
what's the better option is my question.
Well, first of all,
I just told you the team should make that decision.
They need to
decide
what you're worth. No, each team, each organization, each owner determines what somebody is worth, and that's it.
And you open up
forget
the market.
Forget about, like, so I have one trump card, ace card to use, whatever you want to call it. I can use it for one player, two players every 4 years. Sometimes I don't have to use it at all. But if I determine that this person is worth max money, that is my decision to make, not a bunch of reporters who may not even be in the United States.
It sounds like you're more arguing for no max contracts.
No, max contract. I'm fine with max contracts.
It's just, you know what it is? It's more about like this $33 million. Like, how much money is tied to it? Because we've seen guys, hey, if I get top five in MVP voting or top five in Cy Young voting, I get a bump. Maybe it's a $1 million bump. Or if I make the Pro Bowl, you know, I get a bump. But we're talking about a contract that you signed, a 5-year deal contract that you signed, actually goes up 20%. Like a 20% bump if a media guy votes for you. You don't get like a one-time $1 million payment. $33 million over the life of a contract?
And you affect the cap of the entire team because you can make up to 35% of the total cap number for your team. All right, we got to sell some soap and solar panels.
Sell some soap.
Yeah.
this soap
hour brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros, at neatco.com. More on this, plus big day down in Foxborough. Guess who the best quarterback was today?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.